Begging is something that is discouraged in Islam. The minute you have your limbs and so on and so forth, you should try to work and earn the best of the earnings of those which you have through your own perspiration. Okay? But if a person is begging, don't belittle them, don't rebuke them. Understand that. Don't rebuke them, don't belittle them. But understand that had it not been for the one begging, you would not have been able to give out charities. Or had it not been for those in need, even if they were not beggars, you would not have been able to give charity. So to a degree, the unemployment that we may be facing is also part of the plan of Allah to test both sides. Those who are unemployed should keep trying and not losing hope. That is an act of worship. Not to lose hope is an act of worship. Great act of worship. And those who have been given must keep giving. That's also an act of worship without belittling. Allah created, because if there were no poor people, what would happen to zakat? What would happen to charity? What would happen to a pillar of faith? So that is an amazing example, that of a person who begs. Allah put them there in order for us to have this holistic idea of the world. We would be able to be charitable. We will reach out. We will respect them and honor them. I give you the second example. The cleaners on the street and those who have menial jobs, right? You come out in your suit, in your vehicle, and you feel arrogant about yourself, or should I say proud in the wrong way, and you drive down and you look at these people and belittle them. I promise you, it is part of Allah's plan. Had they all been just like you, who would have cleaned the streets? Thank you. Right? Who would have cleaned the streets? If I look at you and you look at me and someone says, would you come to my house please to clean my toilets? I'll give you $10. Are you crazy? Are you okay in your mind? You know, are you fine? You're telling me I must come to your house to clean the loose. But there are others who will come to you and say, please, can I come to your house to clean the toilets? Give me $10. Do you agree? That's Allah's plan. They will come to you. There are some people, because for them, they're looking for any employment. They're looking for food. So is it not part of the beauty of Allah's creation that He's made us diverse? Acknowledge it and respect it and appreciate where He put you, your field. It's not all about being the richest in money terms. It is about being the richest in contentment terms. If we have 20 millionaires in this room, and inshallah there'll be billionaires, and who knows, maybe trillionaires, right? I hope the currency at that time is worth value, because I've been a quadrillionaire, but it was Zimbabwe dollars, worth about $5. But still, if we all have real terms, millionaires in the room, trust me, it's no longer about the competition. It's about the quality of your life. Many people have a lot of wealth. The quality of their life is nothing to be jealous about. Not at all. May Allah Almighty bless you all. I've really enjoyed my few days that I've spent in this beautiful country. I've spoken to many of the student leaders across some of the islands that we have visited. And mashallah, I see the future, inshallah, bi'idhnil wahid al-ahad, by the will of Allah, bright. There are beautiful faces beaming. And at times, as a father, and one of those who's been in counseling and a few other things, I can see a face and tell you, mashallah, this face is shining bright. Or these faces are shining bright. The minute we drop into irresponsible habits, do you know it shows on your face? How many of you, and I want you to put up your hands, how many of you can look at a person's face and tell that most probably this person smokes cigarettes? Put up your hand. Thank you. Put your hands down. My point is made. That means you can tell on the face. It shows, doesn't it? Whereas you see a face that is beaming, sparkling, you know they've kept themselves away from habits that would bring them down. I just gave you one example. I could have said that of drugs and that of whatever else. And it's the same is true for most of that. So that's the last point, and I want to end with this.